Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, John Stonem. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Charlie English. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Les Tiche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Les Tiche. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The second baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Wes Farrell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. John Stonem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stonem hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into right field. Stonem settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hale. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Kress reaches second base with a double. Simmons moves to third. Charlie English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett fields it and throws to home to get Simmons. Kress moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stoneham. Hale reaches second base with a double. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball four. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hale scores. Farrell moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder strikes out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Les Tichet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tichet takes first base on ball 4. John Stoneham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneham is 0-1 in the game. Stoneham takes first base on ball 4. Tichet moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-1 in the game. Haas bunts towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Burnett covering, for the out. Tichet moves to third. Stoneham moves to second. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-1 in the game. Dykes is hit by the pitch. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-1 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Tichet scores. Stoneham moves to third. Dykes moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-1 in the game. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-1 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Burnett moves to second. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-1 in the game. Trotsky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burnett scores. Averill moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes juggles the ball. That's an error on Dykes. Averill scores. Trotsky moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling throws to second for one, and English throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Trotsky scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pitlock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-1 in the game. English takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Tiche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiche is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tiche hits a ball on the ground towards the catcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. English moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. John Stoneham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stoneham hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiche fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burnett hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Farrell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Farrell who is chasing the ball. Simmons reaches third base with a triple. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. Two outs. Charlie English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. English hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats English for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Troski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Troski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Troski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. English fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Bocek pinch hits for Les T.J. Milt Bocek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Stonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stonham is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stonham hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Porter chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Burnett. Burnett fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Burnett. Bocek goes all the way around to score. Haas moves to third. It's 4-3, Indians. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haas scores. Dykes moves to third. It's White Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Clint Brown now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Simmons moves to second. It's 5-4, White Sox. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to third. Appling moves to second. Ivar Swanson pinch hits for Charlie English. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ivar Swanson now playing right field. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Jackie Hayes now playing second base. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hebbing fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Burnett hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hale goes all the way around to score. Farrell moves to second. It's White Sox, 5, Indians, 5. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-1 in the game. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale juggles the ball. That's an error on Hale. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Swanson. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Swanson steals second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-4 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebbing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes bunts towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Burnett covering, for the out. Hebbing moves to second. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Dykes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons moves to third. Appling moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kress strikes out. One out. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-2 in the game. Swanson is walked intentionally. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-5 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Simmons scores. Appling moves to third. Swanson moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-5, White Sox. Joe Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hale strikes out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.